she really likes, and it's very becoming. She says, "My, that's a very
beautiful,
beautiful dress, right?
Beautiful dress,
or what else might she
say? Pretty."
And suppose, if she might say, "Yeah, that dress is pretty, but mine is
prettier."
And say if a woman had a pretty dress and didn't want to get messed up in the kitchen, what would she wear over the dress?
An apron.
And let's see, to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And say you wanted to, you had a hole in your shirt there, and you wanted to put it together just temporarily.
You darn it.
Or what could you use just for, if you wanted just to put it together temporarily, didn't want to sew it or darn it, but you could use a what?
You could use a safety pin. Mm-hmm. Pin it up.
That soup you buy usually comes in what?
Wait.
Soup that you buy at the store, and that comes in what?
Comes in can.
And those are made out of what usually?
They're made out of metal.
What, you know,
very few of them now are used, a lot of them are used aluminum, but the most of them are still on what we call the I don't remember what they put on it to keep down any poison, like having soups or anything with acids in a can that is made from galvanized. Naturally, it would rust, you see, on the inside. They put something on it that it's a cover that the liquid doesn't penetrate. I don't remember just what it is.
And the kind of metal that it's made out of? You
That's right. It's the kind of metal that it's made out of, but I don't remember just what that type of metal is called.
Now, what does a man usually wear to church on Sunday? Usually wear what?
Well, he wears his suit.
And suits used to have three pieces. What were the three pieces?
That would be the coat, the pants, and the vest.
Ever heard that vest called anything else?
No, I don't believe so.
What about a pants? You have any other name for pants? What else?
Trousers.
Do they mean the same thing?
Means the same thing.
Well, what else could you do? People ever call them? Have you ever heard them call them?
Well, nowadays they have some they call dungarees or khakis, which means the same thing.
Ever hear them called breeches?
Breeches, yeah.
The older people use that word mostly?
They use breeches a lot, the older people. My pants are my breeches.
Now, say you go outdoors in the winter or something without your coat, and somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, "Here, I've what?
Brought your coat or your jumper."
And say you come home and you're, there's a package there, your wife might say, "The delivery boy from Jones' store did what he
delivered."
Or if you wanted to use bring, you say he
bought.
And
the groceries or
yeah, we mentioned
the shoes or whatever it is.
We mentioned coat a while ago, and I'll say that you might say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly. It did what
it shrank.
And
or probably he grew.
Yeah. One of the two, and because it shrank, it
is too small,
and it won't
fit.
Let's see. You mentioned shrank. You might say that lately it seems that every pair of pants I have washed have
shrunk.
And if you put a lot of stuff in your pockets, a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them do what?
Bulge.
And if your old suit wore out, you'd have to buy
a new one.
Or a new. Okay. Let's see.